Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Houser goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Simile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 0 for 1 in the game. Simile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Bressuit scores. There goes Yastrzemski trying to get to third. Jimenez throws the ball into Charles, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Houser goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Schilling moves to third. Conley moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a fly ball towards left field. Jimenez fields the ball and throws to home. Askew drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Askew. Schilling tags and scores. Conley tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 2 in the game. Alozic hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone strikes out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles strikes out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bress Sud fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Arnold Early now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Houser moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early can't make a play. That's a base hit. Houser scores. Lump moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Arnold Early. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressud hits a fly ball into right field. Alouzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-3 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Simulai reaches second base with a double. George Alouzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alouzic is 0-for-3 in the game. Alouzic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simulai moves to third. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles bunts towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. Simulai scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-4, Athletics. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Gino Simulai now playing right field. George Alouzic now playing left field. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hardy strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Linton pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Kolstad now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cimoli strikes out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-4 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kolstad fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Athletics. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.